Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode on the Guide Me Glow podcast. It's been a hot minute. It has been a hot summer minute. I haven't uploaded in like a month. I apologize. It has been some time. I've had summer. I've been traveling Europe a bit, but I'm back and ready to upload more regularly. And I kind of said this last time, I know. But, you know, please forgive me. A summer schedule. We've all been busy doing things. And yeah, but I'm actually really excited to be back on the podcast and uploading more regularly this month. I'm currently in the UK and I'm going to be staying here for another couple months or so before I go back to Bali, which is crazy to me because Bali seems like so long ago when I last moved. I moved there in October last year and I hope to go back around the same time. But that's when I left Australia too. And to think back my life a year ago, it's so crazy because it seems like not a long time ago at all. This year has gone so quickly for me. But at the same time, I feel like I've changed so much as a person. So much has happened this year. It's kind of crazy. So many new people in my life. So many lessons learned, which I will speak about in this podcast episode two. I feel like this summer has been super transformational within myself and my mindset and just like making things a lot clearer for me, hence the title of this podcast, which is The Summer of Realizing Things. And it's kind of like I'm back in September. It feels like a bit of a reset, a reset from the highs and lows of what my Glow Girl summer, European summer was, because honestly, guys, it's been a whole whirlwind. A lot has happened. I'm not gonna, you know, go so into detail into every single thing that's happened. Obviously, that would be a very long episode. I want to focus more so on like my reflection, the lessons that I've learned from this European summer, and how it's kind of like really motivated me and inspired me to kind of, yeah, get clear on my goals and just like do things. But before I dive into the episode, I want to give a very exciting announcement. As you guys know, the past few months I'd launched my community platform, and recently we have relaunched and rebranded into a brand new platform. I haven't properly launched it yet, but it is out there because obviously the community platform is already out. But I've done a whole new rebrand on a new website. So everything is all in one place. So the platform, the community, the website, you can book sessions with me, with coaching, it's all on my website. So rather than having separate platforms to what it was last time, it is now all on one website, which is just so much easier for you guys. It's going to be such a better user experience. And I'm just super excited because oh my God, I can't tell you. I've been working so hard on this. I literally did it within a week because when I'm into something, I'm like really into it and I literally will become obsessed with it and just like won't stop. And that's literally was me last week and this week as well, or just probably all the weeks from now. But I got really excited because there's just, for me, like when something is like aesthetically pleasing and just like looks like my brand and just looks like how I want it to look like, I just get so motivated because it's like my little baby and I created it. Whereas like the other platform, I just wasn't vibing as much because it was like really great how you had like the community feel and I can upload content on, but just like didn't look that cute. And it wasn't like necessarily that motivational for me to go on it a lot, you know? And I'm sure you guys felt the same. Although it was an incredible experience and, you know, we had over 200 members in the community and it was really great at first. I did feel like for myself it just didn't feel like truly aligned, and that's the way I found out about like this platform and this new website was like literally so easy and fluid for me. Like, my friend just told me about it. She's doing her own online platform on it too. And then I just like looked it up and I was like, oh my God, this is like exactly what I want. And I just did it that day. And then I've just been working on it nonstop. So I'm so excited to grow this little baby of mine. And I've become so clear on, you know, what this platform and community is going to be about. Go on my website, sign up for a 7-day free trial so you can test it out. I really encourage you guys to write on the community, introduce yourself, because I really want it to be a platform where we are all, you know, wanting the same things, we are reaching the same goals, and it's for people especially within the creative community or wanting to get into the creative community and like creating your own brand or like doing modeling, influencing, creating like all this kind of stuff. It's a hub of people who are all aligned into wellness, want to better their mindset, want to better their body and their spirituality, and balance work with this, because I know how hectic work can get and, you know, how a lot of us aren't balanced with it and we neglect a lot of important aspects of our life because of work. But guys, our life is not work. You know, we are here to enjoy and live life, and work is, yes, a big part of that, and we have to love our work, but it's not everything. And so this platform is really to help us kind of, you know, enable these everyday lifestyle tips and habits to help us enjoy life and also thrive and grow in work. So if that sounds like a bit of you, definitely go to the show notes and yeah, click on the link and you can sign up. You get 7 days for free. So it's a 7-day free trial. Have a little gander, have a little look. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear some of your feedback as well. And yeah, super excited. So the platform is still the same, guidemeglow.com, and then you can see on it the platform. You can click on that tab and it'll take you directly to sign up. And I'm going to give you guys a little discount code because I love my podcast listeners. You guys are honestly the best and you just get me. The discount code is going to be GLOW10 for 10% off your monthly membership. It's going to be amazing. So please join down below. Use the code GLOW10 and yeah, it's going to be the best. There's already like a library of recipes on there. I'm going to be uploading weekly new recipes. There's a course on there, the Limiting Belief one, which is valued at £111, and the membership is £17.99 per month without the discount, which personally I think is an amazing deal because of how much value you guys are going to get inside this platform. Like, not only are you going to get content that's going to help you improve in your life, you're also going to get connected to other people within the community and you get to connect. And in the future, I want to do so much with it. So get in now whilst it's at this price, because I have a feeling that this is just going to grow with me and it's just going to be something that's going to be amazing and yeah, bigger than what it is, more how I can imagine, hopefully. It's what I'm manifesting. So let's get into the episode. And of course, I'm going to start with my affirmation of the day.
It's 3-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion Keyshawn Johnson. I want to introduce you to my new show, All Facts, No Breaks. I'll be giving you the real reactions to the latest sports news and inviting guests in the sports and entertainment world to break it all down. Tune in and make sure you listen and subscribe on Spotify.
And today's affirmation is, I'm taking back my power by being selective with my time, and I channel all my energy into becoming the glorious version of me. This is the affirmation of the day because I have just come to a realization that, you know, over summer, I felt like I was a little bit distracted and not really focused so much on like my personal goals, because summer, you're out there having fun, being with different people. Sometimes you can just fall off track a little bit, but coming back, it's taken me a couple of weeks to kind of settle back in the UK and be like, you know what? I have these goals that I really want to reach. I have this just like energy and this like vision for my life that I know is going to happen, and I need to start taking responsibility, being, you know, conscious of how I'm spending my time and channeling the energy back on myself, you know, not comparing, not like looking at other people's lives so much on like Instagram and stuff, and just getting back in my own lane. This is kind of what I wanted to have this episode on, basically all my lessons that I've learned through summer, because I feel like life to me is literally a constant lesson, sometimes good and bad, but you know, it's a lesson at the end of the day. And really this summer was like a really eye-opening, self-reflective time for me. As much as it was like time for fun and like everything like that, I think it was really, this year in general actually has been like such a reflection of the type of person that I want to be, the type of person that I would have become if I didn't like change some things around. And that is life. I feel like when you're in your late 20s, especially, you start to realize, you know, what do I want for my future? What do I want to happen? And I believe everyone's on their own timeline. So it's like that age where like people are either getting married and having kids. Some people have like thriving businesses. Some people have no idea what they're doing. Some people are just like in their 9 to 5. Some people are starting new business adventures. Like honestly, your late 20s, everyone's like here, then everywhere. So sometimes you can feel like so out of alignment because, you know, it's not the same as like when you're in school and everyone's doing the same thing. So you feel like you're safe and in place. But actually, this is a time where like you can do whatever you want to do and it's really up to you. But for me, like I definitely have goals for like where I want to be. And I think your 20s are the perfect time to experiment and do different things. I think make the most of your 20s, you know, do things alone. Say yes to like things that feel aligned, even though it might seem scary. I honestly just think like your 20s and are the perfect time to experiment and not feel like so set in stone in things, and don't like pigeon yourself into something or don't like commit yourself to something, you know, if you feel like you don't want to do that. So honestly, take advantage of that. And I feel like when you're coming towards the late 20s, I am thinking about things more like in the future, like, okay, where do I want my career to be headed? Who do I want to surround myself with? Even like other things like where do I want to live and like all these things. I just feel like there's a lot of things to consider, and sometimes it can be and feel quite overwhelming and confronting, but guys, we're on the right track, and the fact that you're listening to this, we're in it together. Okay, so that is my affirmation of the day. But yeah, I wanted to basically do a little update from the summer because we haven't chatted in a month, so it's time for a whole debrief, guys. But yeah, an update on the summer. Basically from June to August, it's been pretty full on. Last time I did an episode was July, and I'd gone on a trip. And I kind of spoke about my transition from like Bali to England again, because I spent about 3 months in the UK. And that obviously took a while for me to adjust, just like figuring things out. I was going through a time where I was like a bit confused with what I wanted to do with work. You know, were the things that I was posting on social media, did it still feel aligned? How do I want to show up on social media? What do I want to do with Guide Me Glow? Just all these questions, and I felt, if anything, and if I'm being honest, very lost. And you know, sometimes I still feel like that, because I'm like, you know, what am I doing with my life? And like, is this actually like doing anything? I don't know, like I guess we all have self-doubt at times, and I think it's important to open up and be vulnerable about that, because not everyone shows that. I think on social media everyone seems to be doing amazingly and you see everyone's highlight reel, and even like in real life people might tell you, you know, who obviously you're like not as close with, might tell you all like their highlights and stuff, but you never know what people really do, how they really feel, and honestly what they did to get there as well. Because in business and in life, there's always going to be highs and lows, and it's just something we have to gracefully accept and kind of move through. It honestly, if anything, is a blessing, because it teaches us so much and it leads us to where we are at now. Like without those challenges, you wouldn't be where you are now. And you know, would you swap that for anything? Would you swap that for an easy path? Personally, I don't think I would, because I wouldn't be the person that I am now and everything that I've learned and know, and it shapes you as a person. So I think that's always important to remember. But yeah, it also goes through ups and downs, because you know, at one point you might be feeling really lost and confused and low, and then another point you might be feeling super motivated and inspired, and then you have to accept that sometimes like you might feel low again, and it's not going to be forever that you're going to feel that way. And I think that's the only constant thing you should know, is there's always change happening. That's the only thing that is certain, like things are always changing, and just being able to be adaptive and malleable to that. So but then during that UK summer, obviously I wasn't loving the weather in the UK, so I was really manifesting Euro summer, really. Like I was really trying to manifest it and create this like amazing summer for myself. I, you know, had key places that I knew I wanted to go, but I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know what time I was going to go. I didn't know who I was going to go with. I just knew that I wanted it to happen. And the thing with manifesting, guys, like I truly manifested this summer, and like it just all happened, and it was just amazing. And the thing with manifestations is that you have to get very clear on what you want. I would write in my journal, like, as if it's already happened. I would do these meditations. I was, like, really focusing on, like, just, I know it's going to happen. Like, I had no doubt in my mind. I knew it was going to happen. Obviously, sometimes there was, like, worries to be, like, is this going to happen? But, like, you just have to sometimes ignore them and be like, it did. There's like many manifestations that like happened. But the one thing I will say about manifesting in general, like not just obviously European summer, but just in general, is like you have to take risks. When it comes to like traveling and like moving and stuff, I think a lot of people think like, oh, well, I'm like, it's not the right time. Like, I can't just leave my job, or, you know, I don't have the money. Like, I have to have like loads of money saved and all this kind of stuff. And no, that's just like not true. Obviously, it's good to have money saved so you're not feeling like stressed or whatever, you know, and you need to pay for like what you need to pay for. But you don't need to have like years and years of savings to go and travel. Like, honestly, opportunities will come to you. Opportunities will present itself to you if you are at the right place at the right time. You know, to be at the right place at the right time, you honestly need to take the risks. And you don't have to have lots of money. You don't have to know, you know, the exact plans of how it's going to work out. Like, honestly, just know the first step. And you just have to believe that it will come true. And you just have to have faith and trust and not doubt it. And things will start popping up in the weirdest ways. Trust me, like, it just does. So I'm going to talk about the highs and lows of the summer, the things that I learned on this trip about myself, and obviously some of these might relate to you. And then like the second part, I'm gonna talk about the lessons in a bit more of like a reflective way for you to also like think through whilst I talk about them. But the thing about the summer, so the Euro summer, I was like really manifesting because I was kind of like getting back on with work. I didn't want to spend a lot of money because I know that I want to save. That's like one of my goals. I want to save just for like life and like long term goals and investments and stuff like that. So I knew I didn't want to like blow a whole lot of money. So the first trip I did was Amsterdam, and this was like the start of European summer, although I didn't really feel like it was European summer because it was not great weather at first, but then it did actually get better because I was there for like a week and a half. By the way, I love Amsterdam. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is. Every time I go there, which is like twice now, but like when I go back there, I just feel very at home. Like, I just don't know what it is about the place, and I don't get this feeling very often in new places, to be honest. Normally it takes me like a while to adjust, but when I'm in Amsterdam, it just feels like home. I really love it there, and I might even do like a whole like summer there next year. Next year I might do like a few months there, depending on, I don't know, work and stuff, and the visa situation is just annoying because obviously we in the UK, we're not part of EU anymore. But you know, I can manifest it and it will work. But anyways, moving on. Amsterdam. The lessons I learned with there was actually letting things just like flow. I'm usually quite a planner, and you know, sometimes when it's up to me, I'll be planning, like, especially with food places, I'm like quite picky with them because I just think when you're, you know, visiting a new place, I want to not waste the days and actually go somewhere that I know is going to be good food. And I don't love just like randomly going to like a place that's not that good if I know there's other places better, because you know, your girl wants to eat good. And yeah, but when Amsterdam, there was like a few places that I wanted to go, and I think I knew because I had like time after to explore my own. I wasn't like too bothered because the first half of the trip was with my girls, and the second half was with friends that I knew that lived there. But yeah, I kind of just went with the flow a bit more that trip, and I don't know, it just worked out really well, and everyone just kind of flowed together. And yeah, I think that taught me to not be so like, I need to plan everything and just kind of like go wherever and not have to feel like, oh my god, I have to go to this place and like be like stressed about it, you know. But then on the other hand, sometimes it's also good to be like authoritative in doing like what you really want to do, you know, to get the most out of your trip, because it is your trip too. And it's difficult sometimes when you go with groups because it doesn't always work. Luckily, it really did work and I didn't really think about it too much, to be honest. But I know that, you know, other holidays and other trips and stuff, like sometimes when you're with people for like a long time, people don't like gel as well. So the people that you travel with is actually important. And yeah, that you know that you do get on and it's like easy to like travel with. Because some friends, you know, it doesn't mean that they're any less of a friend, but it might be hard to travel with them. Just because of like the way that you live and the things that you do and like and stuff like that. So being on the same page is like super important when traveling with someone. But yeah, I think that trip definitely just taught me to just like really enjoy just like going with the flow, but also being authoritative in a way that like if I don't want to do something, then I'll just like say it. But also in groups, you really learn to be like more collaborative. Because you can't all get what you want, obviously, so you have to like come to a mutual agreement of, you know, doing things that you're all happy with. So that is that. Then I went to Italy. I did Sicily, which was beautiful. The first half was in these like amazing mountains, and we were in this really authentic Italian villa, and it was kind of like a bed and breakfast situation. I didn't really know what to expect because my friend booked it. But every night for dinner, we would have dinner with the people that own the villa and like any other guests. And it was such a beautiful, authentic experience because like you just wouldn't get that experience if you were to just go traveling on your own there. You know, we ate like home cooked food, which was amazing. It was really interesting, like getting to know the owners and like other guests, and it was just like really beautiful and really unique, and the villa was also stunning. But then after 4 days we went more into the town of Palermo and stayed in a villa there, or a house situation there, which was, yeah, we got more freedom to do our own stuff, go for our own dinners, which was definitely needed because as much as I love that experience, I also love to like explore and like do my own thing. It was a beautiful trip. I went with one of my really close friends and we are very similar. Everything we wanted to do was like pretty much the same. One thing that I learned in that trip is like not being afraid of communicating and not being afraid of confrontation as well. Like I'm normally pretty good with confrontation, to be honest. I don't obviously love it, but at the same time I will say it if it needs to be said, because I think that's the only way to strengthen friendships and relationships, is to be transparent and say what's on your mind, but in, you know, obviously an understanding and loving way, because I don't think anyone's intention is to like hurt anyone. I think it just comes from their past and the things that they're going through, so it's important to be compassionate in that sense. But it's, you know, to strengthen friendships, you do go through hardships sometimes, and instead of like giving up on it or not communicating about it and then just like, you know, parting ways, it's important to speak about it and come to an understanding of each other, because that's where the friendship grows, you know, rather than just kind of like being like, okay, well, she doesn't understand me, or like she's doing this. Like, you just have to speak about it. And I think that's a very, you know, mature thing to do as well, because not everyone wants to speak about it and not everyone wants to like confront it, because sometimes people don't even want to admit it to themselves. But, you know, I actually really value a friend that's going to call me out on things, and same vice versa. Like, I would want to, you know, if I notice something, I would say something to my friend, because that's how you help each other grow. Obviously, if it's said in like a nice way, your friends are, I assume, are trying to help you and voice something if they feel like it's a problem. Sometimes I know it can be triggering on the old ego. As humans, I don't think we ever want to admit that we're wrong, and we just want to like turn a blind eye and just like go on and think that we're right and the other person's wrong. But like sometimes we do need to take a good look and think, okay, is this actually something that I could improve on, you know? And if it's been said a lot, or by different friends, like then you have to really think about, okay, well, maybe this is something that I would like to change, because I think that's, you know, a beautiful way to grow, when you are being aware of the way that you're acting and how it's affecting other people as well. Yeah, in that trip, I definitely learned my strengths and weaknesses. You know, can I be a bit more flexible in some ways? How can I also speak up if something doesn't feel right? I think for me, sometimes it's easy for me to just like not say anything for like a little bit. If it's like one thing, I'm like, oh, I don't want to make like a big deal out of it. And if it happens again, then like I'll say something. But why don't you just like say it the first time? Because why wait for like the second time to happen? Because it's only just going to build up and up. The energy is going to be weird. You're probably going to feel resentment. So like it's important just to like voice things when you feel it. And it seems really scary at first, but I think when you just say it, it's not that scary at the end of the day, you know. And if they really are a friend, I think they would really take that into consideration. Obviously, it's how you say it too, you know. It's like you have to say it in a way that's not going to be like blaming anyone, but it's more so something that you just say like you notice. And if they're a friend, I feel like they should respect what you have to say and talk about it and, you know, give you the chance to explain and give them a chance to really like think about, you know, what they have to say and like their reasons behind it and everything like that. Because like I said, I don't think anyone's intent is to really like hurt someone. I think they are probably going through their own thing, which is why they might be behaving in like a certain way that like doesn't make sense to you, but it's important to understand that. So yeah, that's what that trip taught me, but it was an amazing trip. Yeah, I'm really grateful for that trip actually. And then I went to Portugal. So I spent half of it with one of my friends. We've been good friends for like years. I met her in London when I lived here. And then the other half was in Lisbon, and it was my birthday trip. So two different trips. The first half I was in the Algarve, and yeah, second time I was in Lisbon. So this was like a trip of, it was like a lot. I don't know, like it was a really great trip. And like, yeah, I really obviously enjoyed the time with my friends and exploring Portugal. I thought I would actually like Portugal more than I did though, because I was kind of like sussing out places that I would potentially want to have as a base. And obviously it'd be nice to have like a base in Europe, because like my parents are in England and stuff. It would be nice to be closer to them. And I thought Lisbon would be one of those places. And I really did love Lisbon, like as a holiday, it was really fun. But I think in terms of like living, I just felt like something was missing. Like I wasn't really sure what it was. Obviously I wasn't there for like that long. I was there for like a week and a half or two weeks. But yeah, it was just something I just felt like was missing. I don't know. But anyways, it was still fun. But yeah, the lessons that I learned in Portugal was time. Time was a big thing. And also not feeling like I have to be anyone else but myself, and just being like true to myself in certain situations, and noticing like when I did feel like, oh, is this like too much, or is this like asking for too much or whatever? Like, no, like you are never too much, and don't let other people make you feel like you're too much too. Obviously, you know, within reason, I think we would all know how to like read the room in certain situations. Just like little things, like staying true to myself and being okay with that. Because everyone's version of what is okay is obviously different. And if you just feel like this is you and you're not hurting anyone or doing anything that's like morally wrong, you are fine, you know? And it's just like trusting yourself and being confident in yourself in that way, and not letting like other people make you second guess yourself, I suppose. For me, I don't really want people in my life that do that anyways, because I feel like I would like to make people around me feel comfortable to be themselves freely, and, you know, not judging them. And if I feel that energy from other people around me, I don't really want to be surrounded by people like that. So that's when I will remove myself. Not saying like that happened with any of my like close friends, but I just mean like in general, like obviously when you meet new people and stuff like that, it wasn't anything dramatic, but it's just something I definitely noticed and would like to share, because I think a lot of us go through that as well, like when we're told either being too much, or like friends that react in like certain ways and makes you feel you're not understood or that you should tone it down. But like actually no, like it's okay to be yourself, and it's okay to show your full personality, and the people that yeah accept that are for you, and the people that don't aren't for you. And that's okay, because not everyone is for us, remember that. Oh yeah, I want to backtrack to the time part. So I feel like time has always been something that I've been trying to improve on like most of my life, to be honest. But I really felt like this trip was like a wake-up call for me to be like, Shannon, you need to sort this out, you know? There's no more like excuses. You just need to like sort this out for yourself, because it's only gonna benefit you as a person, and it's gonna make your life easier and less stressful. Because I feel like I'm late for like a lot of things most of the time. Well, I was, you know, let's not talk about the present, because I've changed, guys. But like, honestly, you know, so I was always late to things. And I do like to take my time with things and just, yeah, do my thing. Obviously, when it comes to traveling, that doesn't always work because, you know, you have a flight at a certain time, you have a train at a certain time, like you have other people waiting on you. So you have to be a bit more like timely and be a bit more aware of that. I don't know, the trip in Portugal really like taught me that I need to kind of improve this quality of myself because it was stressful. Like getting there was stressful. I think it was just started from the beginning. Like I was rushing for the flight. It just felt super stressful. I like missed the train by like 1 second, I swear, to go to the airport. And then I missed the stop for when I had to change. And it was just very chaotic. And I was like rushing to my flight. I had like time in the end. Like I wasn't, you know, last minute. But for me, I feel stressed when I don't have like a lot of time on the flight. Because I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel like I've done everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was stressing and rushing. And it just didn't feel good to me. And I just felt like it was just like a wake up call for me to like get that together and just be more like timely. And I think being like a timely person is a really great quality. And it's just something that I wanted to improve on. And so honestly, since turning 27, it was my birthday mid-August, on the 13th of August, if you wanted to know. I'm a Leo baby, obviously. But yeah, honestly, since turning 27, I've rarely been late and I've always been on time and it's felt so good. If anything, I've learned that everyone else is late. Like, you know, when you're on time, you're always just waiting, but I'd rather wait now than be late. And then the times I have stressed, like, it just doesn't feel good to me. So yeah, I'd rather like not stress. It's definitely something like that trip taught me to like be a lot more timely. And just being more organized in that sense to prevent stressful situations. But also that trip on the other side has taught me that taking risks and manifestations actually work. Like there was a point in this trip where it was like me and my best friend who we met in Sydney. Oh, she's been on the podcast, Harriet. We are just very chaotic together. In the sense of like, you know, when you have that friendship and like one person was always the mum. Neither of us are that. Like, we're both the child. And, okay, no, to be fair, sometimes I feel like I do take the mum role because, like, it forces me to, but I don't love the mum role. So sometimes we are both just the child in the situation, just figuring shit out. And that's literally just us, and it's funny, but then also kind of stressful, but because we're together, we know we're in it together, and we just, like, find it funny. But, like, I swear, like, she's the only friend that I could be in these situations with because I think anyone else would, like, actually freak out. The way that we risk life is something else. And, like, so we were in Portugal and it was after my birthday and we were, like, figuring out. It was literally the day of checkout. We needed to check in another place. We had nowhere to stay. We didn't want to spend, like, a lot of money on accommodation because we knew we had, like, other trips coming up and stuff like that. And it was literally the hour of the checkout. And we were both sat there like having breakfast, like outdoors, like sunbathing. We were like, what are we going to do? And then we were just like so chill about it. But we were like, okay, you do know we need to like check out in like 15 minutes. And so we just like, obviously we checked out and we like booked another place. But it's just like, our way of living is just very chaotic and last minute together. Basically, we also wanted to do Amsterdam together for like a couple of days because we both love Amsterdam and Harriet wanted to go to Amsterdam anyways and I have friends in Amsterdam and I was like, I really want to go again because I just like love it there. So we really wanted to manifest that. And yeah, Harriet wasn't sure on going because she needed to buy flights back to Australia and like sort out her flat. So like there was a lot of like outgoings on her end. And for me, like I wanted to go with her too. And so we were just trying to like, how are we going to figure this out, you know? And then we were literally sitting there like, okay, well, we need to leave tomorrow because we're not going to be able to get a flight to Amsterdam today. So we had to like book another accommodation and it was fine. It was like a nice like chill day. We just booked accommodation by the beach and we just like had a chill beach day. And then literally, I remember this so vividly. We were like both sat on like our balcony in our accommodation on our flat. We were just like figuring out like, what are we going to do? So she suddenly just goes, looks like I'm going to Amsterdam. I just go, what? And she's like, I literally just got a brand deal asking her to do a photo shoot for the amount, like the amount that they were going to pay her was basically the amount of like, it would just cover the whole trip basically. And it was just like the craziest manifestation. And for me, I ended up going, having like this little trip in Paris first. to see someone and went to Amsterdam after. So it just like all planned out like so perfectly and just like so crazily last minute. And it was just like a crazy manifestation moment for us because we were like, how did that just happen? Like, it was like just the most random, spontaneous thing that like got us to what we wanted to do. And then, yeah, we obviously had the like days in Amsterdam together and it was just like fun and like so much stuff happened. And I just think our life is literally a movie and it's just hilarious. But yeah, obviously there was very stressful times during that trip too. Just being a bit last minute with like, I don't know, accommodation and stuff like that. But it was a very good trip. And obviously I spent my birthday there. And that was like another manifestation. A crazy thing happened on my birthday. It was like such a good birthday. We like woke up, Harriet had like made pancakes for me and my other friend Charlie was there and it was just like a really cute morning. And then I wanted to spend the day at the beach all day. And then we were just at the beach and then we were walking because my friend kind of got sunburned. So then we walked down the beach to find somewhere and we were going to this beach bar. So the beach bar that we were going to go to, it was just like fully booked and like no space. And so we walked down the beach and found this other like beach bar, which was so much nicer. It was giving like Tulum, Mexico vibes. As I was walking towards like the entrance on the beach, literally in the middle of, it was in Lisbon. It was like out of Lisbon. My two friends who I met from Sydney, who are from the UK, and I knew they were in Lisbon, but like we hadn't set up a day to meet up or anything like that. I just knew that they were in Lisbon. We were literally walked up to each other at the exact same time. And I think we just stared at each other for a good 10 seconds to be like, is that you? Like, you know, when you just don't expect to see someone, you're just kind of in shock. And we just looked at each other and I was like, oh my God. And it was like the best birthday surprise ever because it was just obviously so coincidental, but I don't think anything is actually a coincidence. Like that was truly meant to happen. And we just like chilled with them for a bit. And then I saw them later again, like after dinner for drinks. And it was just such a special moment. And it really did make my birthday because they're just such good energy. And it was just such a nice day. And I just like, it was, yeah, so, so amazing, how that just happened. And then, yeah, we went to this really nice restaurant. I dressed up. I got this dress. It's from Revolve and it was like this red dress, which was really beautiful. And it was just like such a Leo birthday dress. And it turned out I matched like the restaurant exactly. So we got amazing pictures as well. Check my Instagram if you want to have a look. And it was just so much fun. And yeah, but honestly, another lesson I learned from that is to always trust your gut. Even like the littlest things, like what to choose for dinner. Like I wanted to choose this one thing and then I ended up getting this other thing and I was like, oh, regrets. But like, it was still good, obviously, but just like little things like that is like always trust your gut and like what you truly want rather than like what you think you should have, you know? So that is like a big lesson, I think. And lots of lessons in Portugal. But yeah. And then in Paris, I did like a little stopover in Paris. And I haven't been back to Paris in like years. Last time I went was on a school trip and I was like, what, like 12? And obviously I was on a school trip, so it was like very different vibes. But yeah, it was great to be back in Paris. And that trip, I learned that being true to myself and like how I want to be treated and not letting like any other people or like society or whatever say that's like not right to be treated, not being afraid to set and follow my boundaries, even if other people try and push them, because people are always going to try and get their own way, obviously, but you've got to like respect your own boundaries, and just staying strong and true to myself and also be free and know that it's okay to make mistakes, because in life we all make mistakes and that's what being in your 20s and in life is all about. You make mistakes and you learn from them, or you don't learn from them then you keep making them and you'll learn eventually, you know. But it's just like experimenting and just putting yourself in situations that you might not normally put yourself in. But I think for me that was a moment to be like, I don't know what to expect, but I'm just gonna go and see how it turns out, and it's gonna be an experience at the end of the day. It's gonna be a story to tell. I just think if an opportunity presents itself so easily, then you should take it, and you will figure it out in the end. And that is honestly the lesson that I learned from Paris, and just like being confident in myself. I think from all the traveling, I say all the traveling I've done, like I haven't done loads of traveling, but like obviously I've like moved to a new country twice, and just like pretty much on my own and, you know, had to like make new friends and stuff like that, I feel pretty confident in who I am and myself to put myself in a situation and be on my own and know that I'll be okay. Like, obviously that doesn't mean that I'm not scared. Sometimes I still am, but you just gotta like do it and you always have like the best time. I feel like often when I do go to things alone, I like always have the best time. More so than sometimes if I go with like people that I do know, just because it's like, you know, when you always hang around with like the same people, you get very comfortable and things like are quite predictable. But I feel like when you push yourself outside your comfort zone and you do things alone, it's just like so fun and you challenge yourself and you just like do things that you don't normally do. And it's just kind of like fun, you know? And then I went back to Amsterdam and that was, yeah, for like a few days. And I obviously love Amsterdam and it was very fun. And yeah, I just kind of like caught up with old friends and was with my friend Harry, obviously, for a bit of it. But the lessons I learned from Amsterdam was honestly being vulnerable and honest with how I feel and not feeling like I need to hold back and saying it, or feeling like if I don't know how the other person will respond, then I should like not say it. I think it's important to always like say it, even if you don't know how the other person is going to respond, because at the end of the day, I feel like if you're true to yourself and you say how you really feel, at least you've got to say what you wanted to say. And it's a form of not people pleasing, because I feel like the form of people pleasing is when you like say things to be like, oh, will they like this? You know, will they like that I've said this, or will they like that I've acted this way? But you have to like please yourself first and be true to yourself first. So instead, switch that around and be like, well, did I say everything I want to say? Will I like them? You know, not if they will like me, will I like them? And does this feel good to me? And I feel like when you honor that, you know, you're so much more powerful and your energy is so much more magnetic and you won't feel the need to people please people. That was like a lot of people. You know, you are confident in yourself to know that if someone is for you, then it doesn't matter what you say. Like, they will always be yours, you know, or you'll always have that connection to them. And also, it's important to do solo things or like reach out to people who, you know, you haven't spoken to ages, or you've seen someone you feel like you'd vibe, reach out to them, like make a new friend. I think Amsterdam, I made two new friends actually when I was there. Or three. I like reconnected with a friend, a girl that I met in Bali. We went to like this energy meditation type class together, which was really nice. And then another girl I met at this cafe called Saint Jean, which is my favorite cafe in Amsterdam. They do like vegan pastries and matcha and it's so good. And she was just sitting there next to me alone as well. And I just really liked her vibe and her energy. And then we just started chatting. I was like, oh, I love your vibe, I think I said, or something like that. And yeah, we just started chatting, then connected. She was really sweet. And then another person I'd met who, like, through Instagram we met, but like didn't meet last time I was at Amsterdam. And then we met this time round, and it was just like really nice to just meet new people and make new connections. And then I also went on like a solo dinner date because I was meant to be meeting a friend but then didn't. So then I just went out for dinner with one of the friends. Actually, he's like a chef there, so he didn't invite me to the place, but like I ate on my own. And it was like, it's kind of like a date place, you know, like I was pretty much surrounded by like either groups of friends or like couples. I was kind of sat on like the bar table too, so it was like, I think it's like better that way, but everyone around me was like on a date. But like I kind of liked it because I just felt very like in my own world, and I was like just like watching people on their dates, like it's kind of fun. And I was just like in my own thoughts, like having dinner. Obviously I was on my phone when I was like waiting for my food and stuff, but when I was like eating, I wasn't on my phone. I just really like to not be on my phone when I eat. I just want to be present, enjoy the food, enjoy the atmosphere and everything. But like I hadn't gone on a solo dinner date in so long. Like in Bali I do that all the time, and it's also pretty normal to do that in Bali, but I hadn't done that in such a long time. And it just felt really good, and I felt like very empowered and like confident and just like fun. Like, sometimes do you ever feel like when you just do something out of the ordinary, not like going for dinner by yourself is like that out of the ordinary, but I feel like in that place it wasn't the norm. But like sometimes when you just do stuff like that, you just feel like it's just like life is a game and you're just like doing stuff that's like not normal, or to society not normal, and it's just like fun. I don't know, you know, it's just like it just hits different. You try it. Going on solo dinner dates is very important, and I want to start doing those more, especially when I'm back in Bali. And also the lesson I learned is just like basically not forcing anything and not taking things so personally in a way, because like other people's actions don't necessarily say much about you. It says more about them. That's a thing that I do kind of would like to improve on, because I do take things quite personally. I'm quite a sensitive gal, you know. My Venus is in Cancer, which is like my love, so very sensitive in love. Sometimes I need to remember like not to take that so sensitively, you know, because like the way other people react is a reflection of like where they are at, and that's also okay. Like you don't need to judge them for it or hold them to anything. And I think also is from that is like not holding people to expectations if it hasn't been agreed upon or communicated, and understanding that some things are meant for you, then it will always be yours. So you don't need to rush or force anything. And also sometimes when things happen, it's like it can just be good for that moment, and you don't need to carry it on into your future, nor do you have to like drag it on from your past. Not everything needs to be a continuous thing. Like some things happen are just like good in the moment, and you're like, that was just fun for what it is. But obviously that doesn't always happen, and if it does kind of continue in the future and uplift you and is good for you, then like amazing. But if not, then you can just like leave it as it was, and it doesn't need to be complicated and you don't need to overthink it. And I know it's easier said than done, trust me, I know. But it's just something that I'm kind of like enforced, understand myself more as well. Trusting the divine timing of your life. And if things are meant to be, then they will be. And if they are not, then something better is always on its way, I think. I always believe that. Even if you don't see it at the time, something better is always on its way. And maybe it's just not meant for you right now. It also doesn't mean that it's never meant for you, but maybe it's just not the right time. And I think timing is an important aspect of how things pan out in your life too, because comes to you when you're ready, basically. So you better learn those lessons, and you better, yeah, like not avoid them, basically. I was gonna do the second half of this in the same episode and talk about the actual lessons of upgrading your life and the September reset, but this episode has been like pretty long already. So I'm gonna do another part of this, which will be the next episode. So keep your eye on that. I'll call it like a September reset or learnings or something like that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was kind of a long ramble of me and my summer experiences and what I learned from it. I hope you guys enjoyed it and are excited that the podcast is back on. I'm gonna give you guys a challenge of the week. Challenge of the week is gonna be doing a summer reflection for yourself, because I feel like it's so important every like, you know, few months or couple months or even every month to do a little reflection on how you felt like the month went. But obviously this is like a summer special episode, so have a reflection of your summer, no matter how you spent it, whether it was at home all summer, whether it was working all summer, or if you did do a Glow Girl Euro summer as well, or wherever you went, just do a reflection on it. You know, what did you love about it? What did you not like about it? What did you learn about yourself? What would you do differently? How would you take that on for your next chapter in life? And I think it's important to do these because this is how we grow and it's how we level up. I think never be ashamed of anything that you've done that might not feel like in character. I just think, what even is in character? We're always evolving, we're always growing as people, and don't box yourself into being this type of person, and don't box yourself in doing, you know, just because you did this it means that you're this type of person. Like, no, it depends on the whole situation, it depends on, you know, the background story. Nothing is ever black and white, and that's why it's so important to do the reflection and not judge yourself for it. I think sometimes, you know, you can think it's scary to like write everything out in journal because you're like judging yourself on, you know, things that you maybe aren't so proud of or even are proud of. Like, be confident enough to own your flaws and own your perfections too. We are human, we are so multifaceted that we can't possibly be all perfect or all good or all bad. You know, where there's good, there's also bad. It's polarity. So it's accepting all parts of ourselves and not being, you know, resentful of that, or not being like we're judging ourselves or feeling shameful for it. I think it's important to honor all parts of ourselves and understand that all humans have dark sides and light sides. Like, we're not perfect, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect. What even is perfection is different to everyone. So I think that we need to honor ourselves a bit more and be confident enough to own up to some of our dark sides and really just take responsibility and give ourselves a bit more tough love in order to grow and become like the best version of ourselves, basically. But I'll go more into this into the next episode. So I want to leave this as like, I guess, solely my summer experience. Thank you so much for listening, as always. I hope you enjoyed this episode and took some things away from it. Let me know what you thought about it on our Instagram. I love it when you guys repost that you've listened to an episode. Tag me at Guide Me Glow Pod. And yeah, don't forget to check out the Guide Me Glow community and platform. I'd love to see you inside there. You'll get access to myself, to members, to all the content that I'm sharing, the recipes. Honestly, I've been uploading them all this week and they're it, guys. 3 years ago, I created half of these recipes, shot them in hopes to do like an ebook, but I just never did the ebook. I don't know why, something just didn't feel like I just wanted to do it. But this is how it's coming out. And this is what I mean by like not forcing anything and letting everything be in perfect divine timing. Because this is like the best way I feel like is for me to put out all my recipes. So I'm super excited to have launched the Glow recipes. So yeah, check it out. Remember, there's a 7-day free trial. You're not losing anything. And you don't even have to put the payment information until the 7-day free trial is up. But obviously, I would love if you did subscribe and stayed a member. Because I'd love to grow this community with you. Okay, I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna go and make dinner for the fam. I am making fish tacos, which I'll also upload onto the platform as a recipe, because it's a good one, guys. I will speak to you guys in the next episode next Tuesday. Mwah, love you lots and chat soon. Bye.